from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, well, good day to all. Wonderful to be with you. Joe and Hugh coming up at the top of the hour. At 10 o'clock. All right, shame on us. Shame on DeCamera, Richie, Haney, and Dan Wilson in today for Seltzer, because obviously Albert Hitchcock and Albert Einstein and Alfred Hitchcock have two different names.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, and we all missed it. Devin said it.
Bad job by me.
Well, worse job by you, because you brought it to the table, but we all missed it.
Devin said, Albert Hitchcock.
It sounded right to me.
It sounded great.
And I was so proud of myself.
Oh my gosh.
I thought it was so good.
I thought you nailed it.
Look, tomato, tomato. Albert.
Well, but Albert Hitchcock.
No, but see, it's not
Alfred
tomato.
Einstein.
Tomato, tomato is about pronunciation. This is like two different names.
I know.
Anyway.
I'm joking.
All right, so we're still looking for the best answer, or maybe we've already heard it. We'll say, for most accomplishment of two different people with the same first name. All right, hit us up here. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Justin in Tennessee. Good morning, Justin.
What's happening, lady and fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
Doing well, Justin.
Having some fun, Justin. It's good to have Richie back.
It's too bad, John. I wish I could have met you last week. Joe, I appreciate you having me and my son and our other buddy, Richie, in. It was awesome. My son was tickled to death, man.
Good.
He talked about that all day long.
We had Justin in studio with us.
Yeah. Oh, man. Would have been great.
It would have been nice, but hey, there'll be other times, y'all. Real quick, I totally agree with John. I think Saquon is quite possibly the number two or maybe number three best back in the league. I think right now McCaffrey is. And when you look like what happened with McCaffrey when you got him out of Carolina into a real functioning offense with real, you know, just great players all around him.
Yeah.
That makes a ton of difference to a guy. And also getting out of a culture like that into a winning culture, it lifts your spirits and everything up. In my opinion, I would say so. I mean, am I right, John?
Your confidence affects the way that you play. Your belief affects the way that you play. I can't imagine the learned hopelessness that adds up when you're Saquon Barkley running behind that offensive line up there in New York. I can't imagine just beating my head against that, quite literally, a wall for five years.
And also, somebody brought this up a week or so ago, too, like playing on that turf up there and then coming to the link and playing. I mean, that's got to be huge because, I mean, everybody knows how bad that turf is up there in that state. And Well, I mean, there's just all
grass
kinds of
is better. People, every player out there would prefer to be out there on the grass like the Eagles have. It's great for Saquon. I'm so glad for him coming home, playing in a system that will work for him. We know that. It's exciting, and it's going to change the way our offense functions in a great way.
Justin, big time answer. Two names, same name, two people.
Can I take a haymaker even though I can't win it, or should I just do just a?
So you're saying if this is the winning answer, you will decline winning because you're far away and can't make the concert. Fair enough. Give me the best answer you got.
Abraham in the Bible and Abraham Lincoln
has already been said. Give me another one.
Tom Brady, Tom Hanks. All right. I love y'all.
You got it, buddy. Brady and Hanks had not been said as a combo. Brady and someone else have been said, but not Hanks. So I'm looking last year, John, not that the Pro Bowl roster is the end-all, be-all.
So who's better, Brady and Hanks or Brady and Cruz?
I would say Brady and Cruz.
I think Brady and Cruz is better, too.
Yeah.
But man.
I think so.
That's just
it's close.
Hair's breadth.
No, I agree. So I'm looking at the Pro Bowl roster from last year. Not that that is the end-all, be-all of who the best players in football are, because it's obviously often not. But just to kind of get my brain acclimated to who the running backs were so we can sort of assess, well, where is Saquon? So check this
Jonathan
out.
Jonathan Taylor should be way up there.
I think Jonathan Taylor might be the second best back in football. It's just a guess. But all right, so if we are to assume McCaffrey's one, the question is Saquon two? Is he three? Is he four? Is he five? All right. So last year for the AFC, this is, by the way, I think we're in a pretty low tide or ebb. What's the term here for running backs? Like, these are not phenomenal players at this stage. So Raheem Mostert last year, James Cook of the Bills, and Derrick Henry of Tennessee. Now, if it was Derrick Henry 5 years ago, that's a different deal.
Yeah.
But it's, so I would say that's a relatively weak group of AFC running backs. Then you get to the NFC side. Obviously, McCaffrey. You had DeAndre Swift. You had Kyren Williams, the Rams running back, and Jahmyr Gibbs. It's not great.
No.
Now, there were certain guys with injuries. Obviously, the dude in Green Bay was injured. Aaron Jones, for a good portion of the year, he came back and was explosive in the playoffs. You know, you got the Jacobs.
Nick Chubb.
Chubb got injured right away.
And
he got injured in the first game, right?
And I feel like early. I sort of forgot about what he can bring.
Right. And Dobbins, didn't he get hurt? The Ravens guy?
Yeah.
Bunch of dudes got hurt last year. So, I don't know. I mean, listen, is Saquon two? Maybe. Maybe he's two in the
league. I like Saquon better than Josh Jacobs, who a lot of people have really high on a lot of lists. Derrick Henry is just such a beast, and I thought for sure last year would be the one that he fell off the planet.
Yeah,
he didn't.
Yeah, he's hanging in there.
Last year, I think he was second in the league in terms of rush yards, and that's coming back from a major injury in 2021.
And who's he playing for now? Didn't he switch teams?
Baltimore Ravens. Think about that.
He's going to be a thumper to Lamar's.
Oh, my gosh.
That's interesting. That's interesting. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. We got two different poll questions, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering incredible lease offers on the all-new Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive. All right, first poll question. As we've been discussing throughout the show related to the Eagles, are we overlooking or minimizing the loss of Jason Kelce as the Eagles gear up to try to make a Super Bowl push this year? A, yes. B, no. John, where do you think the votes came in on this one on Twitter?
I'm going to say 70% said yes.
57% said yes on Twitter. I'd say on the phone lines, about 70% on the phone lines said yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, second poll question. Now, John, before you make your selection of how you think people voted, let's all vote ourselves here on the show today. So we were trying to figure out who's the Phillies' first half MVP. And again, Twitter only lets us have four choices. That's why Bohm's not in this. Christopher Sanchez is not in this. Strom's not in this. Hoffman's not in this. JT's not in this. But the four we went with in order, alphabetical order, for first half MVP, Bryce Harper, who obviously has been phenomenal but missed some time. Ranger, phenomenal until he wasn't. I mean, Ranger at his best this year was better than anyone else. Like, Ranger at his best for like 2 months was better than anybody, but he tailed off. Choice C, Trey Turner, who's been consistently hitting, consistently not a great fielder, and obviously missed 6 weeks. But, man, he's been hot at the plate. And Choice D, Zach Wheeler, the pitcher most people would say, hey, that's the Phillies' best pitcher. And he's been consistent the whole time. I mean, he's been awesome. So, John, Harper, Ranger, Trey, or Zach Wheeler, who would you personally pick?
Bryce Harper.
Devin, where would you go with this?
I mean, if you're thinking best all-around option here, it's Bryce Harper. So I'd pick Bryce.
Dan, where are you at?
I would also say Bryce.
I would, too. I think it's close.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really close. Because I got to tell you, I mean, Zach Wheeler's a rock star.
Mm.
And Ranger's 2 months were unbelievable. But maybe it was 2.5 months. All right, John, where do you think the poll results came in? Bryce, Ranger, Trey, Zach.
I think Bryce wins this running away.
He does win it, but not running away.
All right.
40% of the vote for Bryce, 24% for Trey Turner, 23% for Ranger, 13% for Zach Wheeler.
Jeez, that's really divvied up.
It is divvied up. I mean, look, Ranger, until the last, you know, whatever it's been, 4, 5, 6 starts, I mean, he was 9-0.
Yeah.
With an ERA.
And it was
It was like a 1.3 ERA or something for whatever the heck it was.
But he's come back to earth.
All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I am officially hitting the panic button on Ranger Suarez. He looks terrible and is regressing fast, and we should all be concerned.
I'm a little concerned. Yeah. I mean, I'm not massively concerned, but I am definitely concerned to an extent because it has been about a month of not being as good. And he even looked frustrated the other day. That one ball got by, I want to say Trey Turner. I can't quite remember. There was a play where a defender had, I think it was Trey, had a chance to make it and didn't. And you could tell Ranger was frustrated, which he doesn't normally show that. So, yeah, I'm a little concerned.
All right, guys. Can we stop talking about Jason Kelce? I get all emotional when the floodgates open. I'm sorry. I make fun of myself. I should.
Pretty good, man. I got to tell you, sir, that was pretty good.
John, every Philadelphia Phillies fan knows there's only one Jimmy when we say Jimmy, talking about that franchise. It's Jimmy Rollins. The hammer's the hammer. Why don't you come back with some grace and bend the knee, baby?
Oh,
the time is yours.
Wilson, you don't have the freaking drop board thing up. I'm playing sound here. Can you do your job back there? Tell me when I'm allowed to play sound. Can I play it now? Is it going to work? Oh, no. He's all confused because you got to do Time's Yours and 16 things at once. But just score 1-4.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you, sir.
Joe, did you know that the Oakland Athletics have a player you wish you had his name? J.J. Bidet?
Wow, how about that? How about that? I like it. I like it a lot.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So Dan Wilson made two mistakes there. The first is he didn't have the drop word ready. Like,
who do you think you are? I am.
He proved he's not Seltzer because he didn't have the drop word ready. The second thing is he didn't give me the signal that was the last Times Yours call for me to say, like, with that.
We shut it down. I usually tell you ahead of time. The last few times it's been four. That's
so,
my bad.
Like,
where did he get the affront?
I mean, Wilson, I champion you to, you know, there's no Seltzer. Like, let's have Wilson in. And then, you know, come on.
How rude.
Come on,
he
man.
Let you down.
All right, let's go to the phones. Just all in good fun.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.